Federation Standard Calendar V, Garnet Hyde, 12-6-5-23, FSC. Spotlights worked their way along the hull of the wreck, searching out a method of ingress. The hull looked like it was in surprisingly good condition, given that it was floating in deep space. Far enough away from any system that the space really was empty. It had avoided collision with asteroids and comets, which might have damaged it badly. But there was a lot of pitting from minor dust impacts and cosmic rays. In fact, the only major damage seemed to be at one edge of the disc-shaped craft, where something had torn through the hull.
"Radiation readings negative," Patton said. "No residual gases."
Drake, his hands shifting delicately over the controls for the maneuvering jets, nodded and skated the Garnet Hyde to a stationary position near the hole in the hull.
"Drake to boarding team. Clear for EVA.
Boarding team proceeding to breach,"
Bashford's voice said from the console speakers, and three figures in skin-tight vacuum suits appeared from the airlock under the bridge. Bashford was leading. He had the experience and skill. Ella was following him a little too closely, but she did have all the sensor gear, and it was important that she had that in range of anything dangerous before he got to it. Monkey brought up the rear. His name was actually David Gibbons, but he was the youngest person on the crew, even younger than Patton, and with a name like Gibbons, he had naturally been dubbed Monkey. As they reached the ship's hull and the gap in it, Ella Narrow's voice sounded over the ship's comm system.
"Confirming radiation readings within normal parameters. The carbonization around the breach suggests a plasma containment failure. I suggest we set up the temporary airlock in case the interior atmosphere is intact."
Down in the main lab, Dr. Gillian Gilroy's eyes scanned over the readouts from Ella's instruments and the view through three helmet cameras.
"That would be a wise precaution. If the ship is as intact as it seems, we don't want to risk further damage."
"Deploying portable lock unit," Monkey said.
"I'm seeing no floating debris inside the ship," Ella said,
as Bashford and Monkey began maneuvering the heavy plastic disc into place.
"This section, at least, must have explosively decompressed."
"Fast enough that nothing was left in orbit around the ship," Drake agreed.
A ship as big as this one had enough gravity to overcome low-speed expulsions. Ella's view of the interior was blocked as the airlock was placed over the gap. It took little more than a minute to seal the edge of the disc to the hull, and then they moved through it, closing the outer flap over the hole and locking it down. Now, if they let atmosphere into the destroyed engine room, it would not be leaving the ship. Ella sighed, though the sound did not transmit outside her helmet.
"No EM readings,"
she said for the benefit of the rest of the crew.
"There's a breach in the outer shell of the main reactor. Can you see that, Doc?"
"Yes," Gilroy's voice said. "Secondary power systems would be long dead by now. I doubt any of the systems are alive. Please take some samples. We'll run dating analysis and see just how old this thing is."
"We're going to have to cut through the hatch to gain access to the rest of the ship," Bashford said. "You've got time to collect samples."